producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a good day for you. 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden on the Friday after Thanksgiving. So are many of you working today? Are many of you shopping today? Are many of you just laying low today? Many of you traveling? So I have decided I would take apart one store, although there are a number of stores, websites included, and give you some tips on how to save money. All right, these are secret tips that nobody else has. So listen very carefully, please.
I'm
all right, if you, how many people here still shop at Sears?
I might walk in there once a year.
Mm-hmm. And buy what?
I think I bought a jacket in there last time.
Really?
Yeah.
So you buy clothing at Sears.
That's
interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the tools.
Yeah. But the only thing I ever go to Sears for, well, that's not true. Appliances and tools.
Nah, I'm done with appliances.
I know you are. And I am too, because I bought, when I redid the house here, what, 7-8 years ago, I bought new refrigerators and
Kenmore refrigerator is the biggest piece of garbage I've ever owned.
I wasn't impressed with it at all.
And the service was.
I was about to say about all new appliances, but those who are close to me know that that's not the case. Washing machine and dryer. I have the original dryer from when this house was built 37 years ago.
Yeah, I bet you that's energy efficient. That thing probably uses as much energy as a small country.
I got my gas bill yesterday. It was only $37 for the whole month. That's about as low as it's been for a long time.
I would like to compare the energy use of that dryer with a small Caribbean island.
Yeah.
I would imagine it would be somewhat similar.
All right, so how do you shop at Sears and save money? All right, here is a tip for those of you, even if you're using the modern technology, this information will help you. Using a method, figure out what kind of a deal you're getting.
This ought to be
first, if the price at Sears ends in 99 cents, it is not on sale. Anything at Sears that ends in 99, if it's $59.99, it's not on sale. All right? And that includes today, Black Friday. It's not on sale. The price that ends in 88 cents, harder to find, but usually quite a good deal. It signifies something that's a closeout item or a limited stock. The price that's lower than it has been even when it was on sale. If you see an 88 cent price on an item at Sears, you ought not to wait any longer. Grab it now. All right? It'll be that price until it sells out. If you see a price at Sears that ends in 97 cents, the item is clearance merchandise, period. It's the lowest price you have seen on that item. Keep in mind, it's likely on clearance because it's old, not popular, discontinued, etc., etc., etc. Obviously, if you got a popular big-ticket item, it's not going to go on clearance. Or any item that's selling well, why would you put it on clearance and why would you put it on sale?
Where are you getting this information?
I'm getting this information from a...
I want you to reveal your sources.
A secret stash, a former Sears employee who has gone public with how they use the various codes and the prices and how they put people, how they put things out for people to understand.
That's interesting.
98 cents. All right, so we've got 99 cents. It's not on sale. 88 cents, harder to find things, limited stock, good deal. 97 cents, price ends at 97 cents. That means it's discontinued, old stuff, and they want to get rid of it. If the price ends in 98 cents, it's an indicator that an item is not eligible for additional discounts because of marketing agreements they have with the manufacturer. You know, there are some manufacturers who will not allow discounts of their label. You have that big to-do. I'm trying to remember the term. It's not protected, but there's a term for merchandise that is not allowed, and this is often in clothing, soft goods more than hard goods, a line that, for example, in Walmart, you won't see it. Or if you do see it in a Target store, it'll be the same price as a Macy's store because they don't allow discounts.
Right.
And there's a word for that, and I just can't remember. If somebody else, maybe somebody in retailing has that word, 888-302-3684, to share it with us. But I just thought you'd find it interesting. And this, by the way, is for Sears, but it's guessing without knowing that the same sort of thing would be used in pretty much all the big retailers because it makes it easy for them to, and there are people who study all of this stuff. I'm sure there are a lot of these mommy bloggers that you come associated or come in contact with, Richie, that are all over this. They know.
Well, you know what? One of the things that they would tell you to do is check RetailMeNot.com first.
RetailMeNot.com.
And put in whatever store you're going to. For example, I put in Sears.
Yeah.
And
what'd you get?
Well, I mean, they have all kinds of coupons. Here's $15 off $100, $5 off
$50. I'm just talking about what you look at in terms of what you know about the price, what that price of the end, what that means. But yeah, there's
I mean, if you can walk in with your phone and you just go to RetailMeNot.com and you whatever store you're in, you enter it, you will find some kind of coupon there.
Good.
And it will get you $5, $10, $15 off or 10%, something like that. Yeah. So just check it while you're standing there. It could save you a couple bucks.
All right, we're all about saving and helping here. More good news today for coffee drinkers. I'll have that for you. Maybe I should share it now because I want to do a Super Beats commercial, and it sort of ties in to what the Super Beats information ties into this news on coffee. There have been a number of large studies on coffee in the last year or two or three or four. You're always reading something about what happens when you drink coffee.
Right.
And whether it's good for you or it isn't good. Used to be when I was much younger, it was thought coffee was not good for you. And then there was different research that came out, and my daughter started drinking coffee when she was in high school, and I would say, Megan, I wish you wouldn't drink coffee. It's bad for you. And she would not pay a lot of it. When she was 16 or 17, surprisingly, she didn't pay too much attention to me.
A lot has changed, huh?
Yeah, well, she pays a lot of attention to me now. But anyway, so this study here suggests that you will reduce your risk of dying from heart disease if you drink a cup of coffee a day. 200,000 doctors have been studied for 30 years. Doctors that drink coffee, they had a periodic physical exam and completed questionnaires on their diet and their behavior, their habits. This study now is in circulation. So here's what it basically says, Richie. Compared to those who abstain from drinking coffee, like you and me.
Right.
And people who are non-smokers, this study has no validity at all if you're a smoker and you drink coffee. I mean, come on. If you smoke, what do you think is going on with you? I went to see this movie Trumbo over, I think it was, what was it, Wednesday night we went. And it's a good movie, but one of the things that's a side story is the amount of smoking that went on in our country, and people just puffing and puffing and puffing away all the time. And then the surprise that they would have lung cancer or something like that. I mean, come on. If you're a smoker and you have things wrong with you, what do you think is going to happen to you when you ingest that stuff? So the study has, if you're a smoker, forget about the results of the study because it doesn't apply to you. If you're a non-smoker who drank a cup of coffee a day, you had a 6% reduced risk of death from heart disease. If you had three cups, you had an 8% reduced risk, according to these doctors who were studied. If you drank five cups a day, you had 15% reduced risk. And if you drank more than five cups a day, 12% reduced risk of having heart disease. So, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's caffeinated or decaffeinated. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever. There is one of the things that was studied was also alcohol consumption, your body mass index, and that sort of thing. Diet factors. Your diet did play a role. But if you ate well and you drank coffee, according to the study, you were going to be in good shape. Now, I don't know what's in what the properties of coffee are, but I'm going to guess, just off the top of my head, that there's some nitric oxide component here. that nitric oxide, which is stimulated by, I believe, the coffee bean, has some similarities to it, to a beet. And so when we talk about super beets here and give you extol the value and virtue of super beets because professional athletes are taking super beets, Olympic athletes are swearing by super beets, there are two different things that you need to run into your body that'll help you. And I've had this experience. Richie's had this experience. I feel more stamina, more energy, more awareness. When I take them in the morning through the course of the program, I get logy. Yesterday afternoon, I took a nap. Most people, Thanksgiving, you take a nap, right, after you've had a little something to eat. But when you wake up from a nap, whether it's because you've had too much to eat or because you start early in the day like Richie and I do, 4 o'clock-ish, you're up and you're at it. And so by 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if you still need to be focused, you need to have a glass of Super Beets. So the Neo 40 capsule that is a super, it's like a teaspoon of super beets, only it's concentrated. You put it in your mouth. It completely absorbs into your system through your tongue, and you're going to get energy right away. Opens up the super beets, have nitric oxide. It opens up the channels in your arteries, and the blood gets through to all your organs, your muscles, your brain. It is a super way to stay healthy. Non-GMO beets. Nothing but natural and good. This is a way, I'm telling you, this is why so many people have said to me, they've tried the Super Beets routine every day, and they feel like I have told them the truth. And it is the truth. That's why I'm telling it to you. And by the way, it isn't just me. It's doctors like Ken Kronhaus who's on this program, who recommends it to his cardiology patient. So it's there. It's good. You ought to take advantage of it. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets and Neo 40. 800-655-4183. They got all kinds of different programs to get in on, but call the number 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples Guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch. Bull & Branch makes the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world for a fraction of what you'd pay in a department store. We only sell online at bullandbranch.com and cut out all of the markups you'll find everywhere else. I'm especially proud that 3 U.S. presidents sleep on our sheets. Bull & Branch bedding is a fantastic gift for yourself or for a loved one. It's Black Friday weekend, and there's never been a better time to give us a try. So go to bowlandbranch.com today for huge savings on our sheets, towels, blankets, duvet covers, everything, plus free shipping. Our products come beautifully packaged in our signature boxes, complete with bows and tissue paper. There's never been an easier way to give a thoughtful gift. So don't miss the Black Friday sale at bowlandbranch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com. And use promo code Black Friday. Give the gift of comfort at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code Black Friday.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten us, but yard by yard, we're going to
purchase gift cards totaling $25 and more.
And we will
get a blazing bonus worth up to $100.
Who's with me? Now let's go to
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. U.S. residents 18 plus for a limited time while supplies last. Limit 4, void or prohibited. See participating location or buffalowildwings.com for details.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
This tickles us all every day to have the count. Counting from three to one, which is what we're doing with a My Three Songs contest, 888-302-3684. If you know what connects these three songs and you get to us quickly enough, we hit you on the air, we're going to send you a copy of a book by a woman who's really good understanding what's going on in your life. The book is called Life is Good When You Do the Work. Maria Francesca Trilogy has put together an encapsulated form some really good tips about life. So you'll get that if you can figure out what puts these three songs together. 888-302-3684. First song is by The Who. By The Who from their hugely successful album Who's Next back in 1971. The song never got released as a single. It's always been one of their most popular, most frequently played songs in concert. Rolling Stone named the album one of the great rock and roll albums of all time. That's back in the period of time when people used to care about what Rolling Stone wrote between the pages of its covers. So there's a bit of, I suppose that's a nice accolade for it. So the song Bargain by The Who is the first one in our list of three. Second one is by The Miracles. My mama told me you better shop around. This is from our Moldy Oldy Goody Goldy Rusty Rack of Wrinkled Records number one song in 1960 by The Miracles. This is when Motown was first getting charged up, Richie. First million-selling... matter of fact, this was the first million-selling song ever recorded on the Motown label. It's also number one for The Captain and Tennille later on in the 70s, recorded by a lot of other artists. The Spinners did it in 83. David Arshall Stiletta, American Idol runner-up, did it in 2008. So the song Shop Around is number two on our list. First one, Bargain by The Who. Second, Shop Around by The Miracles. Here's Steely Dan with the third song. When easily encapsulated what it is, or the point we're trying to get across here. Steely Dan, this song was a big hit in 1975 for them. The song gets played a lot this time of year, especially for obvious reasons. Actually written about the stock market crash in 1929. Let's see here. The guy from Toto, Jeff Porcaro, Richie, is playing drums, and Michael McDonald singing background from the Doobies here. I won't hold that against him. Steely Dan does a pretty good job with most of the things that they put together. Okay, so we've played just snippets from the three songs, Bargain by The Who, Shop Around by The Miracles, and Black Friday by Steely Dan. So what do these all connote? 888-302-3684. All right, let's have a little fun here, Richie. Let's see if we can move ourselves around a little bit. John, where are you?
Owensboro, Kentucky.
All right, nice to have you on board. So what do you think these three songs bring together?
Going shopping on Black Friday.
Shopping on Black Friday. Wow, this guy's a genius, Richie. He's got it figured out. All right, hold on just a second. I don't think you have to be involved in a lot of heavy lifting. Hello, we talked to Dan. Dan, where are you?
Salisbury, Maryland.
All right, what do you think? You agree with John?
Yeah, I agree with him. That's doing shopping on Friday.
All right. Enjoy yourself, John and Dan, Richie. Get the book. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Hooray! No more whining dogs, no more jumping from front seat to back seat and back again, and no more car sick canines. Fluffy can be taught to ride in an automobile like the well-mannered dog you know she is. She can be taught not only to tolerate car travel, but actually to love it. Don't fall into the trap of putting your dog in the car only when she needs to go to the veterinarian's office or to the groomer. How would you feel if the only time you rode in a car was to go to the doctor or to have your body probed and receive a shot with a big long needle? I know you have to drag me and kick and screaming. What you need to do is make the veterinarian a fun place for them, and you also need to make the car a fun place. I suggest just sitting in the car in your driveway for a few minutes every day. If your dog's really fearful, open both sides of the door, let the dog go in and out. Find an item, one item that your dog absolutely adores, and the only time he gets that item is in the car. Also make sure that some of your trips go to the park, the beach, or his best friend's house so he associates the car with an end result of being positive versus getting an examination. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over
30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Day after Thanksgiving, I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, looking into a lot of the things that are important, hopefully interesting things about people in our world, things that are cogently necessary to understand. And maybe I'll put these two together. Somebody challenged me, Richie, a little while ago.
Yeah.
As I explained.
Kind of a challenge, like a duel?
Well.
Cross side, 20 paces. Boom.
40 paces. Oh, God. Now, this was a statement that I've made a couple of times on the air in the different hours of the program about how people select who they're voting for. And I think this is, upon reflection, what I said was that there are many uneducated voters in our country. And there are a lot of people who think that we ought not to allow them to vote.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
stupid
that I...
people have rights to.
Yeah, but I agree, yeah. For that reason, I'm not sure I go along with the premise only that people educated should be voting. Then there's the landowner thing. All right, so all of that aside, how do you decide, really and truly? The people who listen to this program are pretty much educated. The people who are listening to the conversations on talk programs in general, yeah, read newspapers, watch the news.
They're informed and they want to be informed.
Right. But there are a lot of people who don't. And so those people, if they decide, if they even know that the election is November 5th, whatever year it is, then they go into the polling place and they look at all of the things there. Well, do I know who that is? And so somebody who has a recognizable name,
right, exactly,
like Mrs. Clinton and Donald Trump. Okay, so most everybody's going to know who Donald Trump is. Most everybody's going to know who Hillary Clinton is. So you choose from those. But then there are people who deserve our consideration, and that was the challenge that came through from this fellow named Don, who said, why don't you make it your business to talk more about the people that you like? Not even suggesting that I talk about the people that I don't like to give equal time to everybody, because I don't have to give equal time to anybody, unless they were actually on the air. And then I'd certainly be eager to have everybody come on, like NBC now has to give equal time to people who want to get the same treatment that Donald Trump did on Saturday Night Live. Okay, that's swell. So I've picked to spend a couple of minutes on somebody that we don't know a whole lot about. I've picked Carly Fiorina because, in my mind, she has a good message. She's doing a good job of presenting it. But who the heck knew who she was before this process began? And you can even say, who the heck knows who she is now, unless you're listening to programs that are about these sorts of things, or you're reading about her.
She's kind of been on the scene for a while.
Yeah, but she's not a household name.
Politically and with the HP stuff. She's not a household name. No.
Okay, so here's a little bit of information about her and her family. For example, her father, his name is Joseph Sneed. He was a top professor at Harvard, Yale, and Cornell. So, got a pretty good resume. He taught also in Africa and in London. And as he traveled, his family went with him. And his daughter was one of the people in the family that went, Kara. She was, by the time she was in middle school, quite a good pianist, as turns out. By the way, her real name is Carleton, C-A-R-L-E-T-O-N. But she changed that for obvious reasons because it sounds kind of masculine. Doesn't it? Did you know her name was Carlton? Her real name was Carlton.
No.
Okay. So her real name is Carlton, but she's known as Carly. And she has, started her career, if you didn't know this, at Hewlett-Packard as a secretary. Did you know that?
I did know that.
You did know that.
Yep.
Okay, so that's good. She was a secretary, pianist, did well in school, when you think about going from the reception desk to the boardroom, that's pretty cool. So what does that tell you about her? It tells you that she has the ability, that she has the desire, that she's had the education. Certainly her father, with that kind of a resume, made sure his children got good educations. Her father was a Republican. He was one of the most esteemed conservative law professors. Not only did he teach at Harvard, Yale, Cornell, but he also was the dean of the Duke Law School. And President Nixon appointed him as Deputy Attorney General, and then he spent the rest of his life as a federal judge. He has been very involved in lots of different cases like the three strikes law. Remember the repeat offenders?
Yeah.
He influenced and wrote a brief for the Supreme Court that they used to make their decision. He was an advisor. One of his students was Kenneth Starr, in fact.
Really?
Yes.
Guy who investigated in Bill Clinton.
He was all over Bill Clinton. What do they say? Like stink on poop. And he didn't let go. And I'm sure that if Clinton were to tell you,
look up Kenneth Starr,
his least favorite people.
I'm sure he doesn't get a Christmas card from the Clinton.
High on that list, right?
Where
exactly.
Is he now? He's one of those. Where are they now? People.
Yes, right. He is. Right.
Let me see.
Anyway, so she's got a good family pedigree. She has a worldly experience, and she's, I believe, one of the proponents, I know she's an anti-establishment person. That's why I'm paying attention to her. If she sounded just like Rubio and Cruz and Huckabee and most of those other phonies that are running, and that's in my opinion, that's what they are. They're a big bunch of phonies. All they care about is themselves. They say they want to make the country better. Bunk 'em. That's what Obama said. To a point. Well, never mind. But I don't want to go backwards. They want to stay in the now and look ahead. So what I was trying to do here for 3 or 4 minutes is just talk about somebody. This guy got me to thinking, all right, let's find out a little bit more about a few of these candidates so that they are more than just a household name, at least among the people who might be listening to me at this moment in time. there are usually anywhere from 250,000 to 400,000 people in what they call the average quarter hour, and 3-4 million people a week that might pick up a tidbit of one of the radio programs that I do. Okay, so if that's the case, and I've influenced a couple of 100,000 people here with this conversation about her. She wrote a book, by the way, called Tough Choices. Did you know that?
I didn't.
In the book, she writes about herself as a youngster. She was very insecure because she, in very frank terms, talks about spending her time trying to please her father. Her father came from a prominent Texas family. He had a congenital problem with his neck. And it sort of reminds me of my old friend Gene Burns, who died a few years ago. Great talk radio host, had the same sort of problem with his neck. And so it affects your outlook on life to a certain extent. When you don't feel good, you're constantly in pain. I guess that affects how you look at life to a point. She said her father was a true intellectual, unsympathetic to anybody who was insecure or had any self-doubts. So he pounded into her that you better make something of yourself. And if you have any doubts, you better figure out how to lose them. So that's what gave her the ability.
She's very confident.
To stand up and say, this is what I believe. This is what gives somebody who is a secretary the confidence to move up to become the chief of Hewlett-Packard. Anyway, there are a number of things that come out in some of these books that you can read about her, or you can certainly Google her and find out. But I wanted to point out that it is with a bit of enthusiasm that I call your attention to her, because I think she's one of the three or four people that are running that actually have some value and merit. That's my opinion.
Talking to a friend of mine, she works for HP.
Okay.
And so I said, well, you know, what's the hubbub around the halls on Carly Fiorina at HP? And she's like,
she wasn't the most popular person ever in the company.
She says, I wasn't there. I came right after she left. So she goes, but not one of the most popular leaders that we've ever had. Mm-hmm. She says, but that said, our bread and butter is PCs and printers.
Uh-huh.
And if it weren't for her, we wouldn't be in that business.
Right.
So whether they like her or not,
it's
our bread and butter what she did.
She made the right decision, didn't always according to some. And I think that's the hard part of leading. Sometimes you just got to, do what you think is
sometimes
right.
You're not popular.
And you're not going to make popular decisions. It works that way.
By the way, Kenneth Starr?
Yeah.
President of Baylor University.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, didn't surprise me. A lot of those people go to those they go to those kind of jobs afterwards. So anyway, she wanted the final thing that I read that I found interesting here. I wanted to desperately fit in. She learned how to become a hostess from her mother. Her friends remember getting together to do physics experiments in school. It turned into parties with the radio playing, dancing in her small apartment. So she was somebody who wasn't afraid of people or things. And she has a very strong core of friends. One staple at her parties was Max Turner, recalled her fondly as an extrovert who fit easily into any social setting and belonged to the more affluent group.
Hmm.
But her father wasn't of money necessarily, but he, there's a lot of times people who have political influence, they get into positions where they seem to have money, and I find that offensive. I don't like using that as an arbiter as to whether or not I'm going to like somebody or whether they're going to do well in politics or whatever it is. I just find that, I find that annoying, frankly. So anyway. I just thought you might like to know. Some of her friends say she was absolutely gorgeous when she was younger. Her musical abilities were great. She could play a baby grand better than anybody else. She did very well in school. Always did well in school. Let's see. I was trying to find a little bit about her marriage. And I didn't find. She was married to some guy in 1977, got divorced from him in 1984.
Let me see if I can.
I don't know that much more. Maybe it's not important. He did quote, he did say something. She brought her business school entrance exam study guides on a trip they took to Italy. So instead of enjoying the trip across Italy, she was busy studying for her next move in school.
Spouses, Todd Bartlam, 1977 to 84.
Right.
Frank Fiorina, 1985 to present.
Present, yeah.
And his two stepdaughters.
Yeah. Okay. So a little more about Carly Fiorina. Hopefully that was instructive for you. 15 before the hour, 45 past the hour. Some television news coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This Saturday at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off with your savings pass. Use it in store and online. And get sleepwear and loungewear for just $7.99 each. For men and women, for girls and boys, for everyone in the family. Saturday only with your extra 20% off savings pass. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Use your extra 20% off savings pass this Saturday when you shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
This Black Friday, Jared is the only place you'll find one of the season's most popular jewelry gifts. The exclusive Pandora Holiday Gift Set. This amazing set includes 12 charms and clips, including the Jared exclusive Prancing Reindeer Charm and a special limited edition Black Friday charm, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And starting Black Friday, you can save $220 on the entire set. The one piece of jewelry she'll treasure forever is waiting for you. Only at Jared.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing.
All right, television news. Jen's not here, so it's up to me and Richie to bring you up to date at 48 after the hour as to what's on tonight and this weekend, maybe some of the ancillary sidebar stories. I think the news media today, doing their penetrating analysis, Richie, of what's going on, are going to be really stuffing our heads with pictures of the Christmas decorations and the Christmas tree at the White House. All right, those of you who are
been interested, all over the morning TV, the Christmas tree from Alaska is here. It's 3,052 feet tall. It's got 4 million needles on it. And the White House dog has peed on it three times.
Hooray! All right, so that's that. I did not see a story about a Christmas tree in China today. Is that going to happen, do you think? Christmas
tree? What do they celebrate in China?
They celebrate the fact that we in America are buying a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now. That's what they're celebrating. NBCU. Excuse me?
What?
NBC yourself. There's a new universal digital channel called NBC Universal. It'll premiere on December 3rd with a new streaming comedy channel called CISO. You know about that? Streaming channel for comedy that will not have ads. CISO plans to offer original series, movies, classic stand-ups. It's like the soft opening of a restaurant, said the vice president of NBC. We think our stuff can help you laugh more and better. We want you to see so for yourself. Get it? S-E-E-S-O. See so for yourself. this new comedy channel that will start December 3rd and is being offered free by NBC Universal. What do you do with that? Sounds interesting. But you know what? They've tried this on radio, these comedy channels, and they don't work. Because people don't want a steady diet of it. But in this circumstance,
how much
probably
of it
down
can you watch?
What, comedy stuff?
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes of stand-up
stuff.
Most.
Yeah.
You're not going to watch it for 4 hours.
No, not at all. No. But maybe streaming like a video podcast might be a bad idea. So there's a new idea from NBC. 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a good way for you to find out what's going on. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com and the Frommer's Travel Guide is going to talk with us about the best places for you to travel next year, since we're pretty much at the end of this year. I observed something with Richie that you'll find fascinating, and you'll see maybe a little bit more as the schematics become more public. Airbus, the maker of crap can airplanes, is proposing a new way for people to board the plane. And so there are, you'll see pictures of it around here and there, newspapers, that sort of thing, of a module that will be inside the terminal. You'll actually get into your seat if this thing comes to pass. You'll get into your seat in the module, and then some hydraulic electronic device will take you outside of the terminal and drop you into the plane.
The plane actually drives under the terminal, and then they drop it down into the plane and then shut the hatch.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck on that one.
So we can board, or we can get our seat hours before the plane even gets there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And that's from Airbus. And I say no more. If Boeing's going to do it, then I'll have some interest in it, Richie. Not interested if Airbus is doing it. What I am interested in, though, is Pauline Frommer's ideas on where you can start planning your travel for next year. We'll have that for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
The holidays are a time for lots of social gatherings and lots of small talk. And while it may seem like people are comfortable discussing just about anything these days, when it comes to personal money matters, a recent survey by Ally Bank found that what people are willing to discuss and with whom varies. Here's Diane Murray, CEO and President of Ally Bank.
We found that more than any other age group, millennials acknowledge talking with others about their income, their savings, and debt.
In fact, nearly half say they disclose their income to others.
In general, though, 70% of people still consider it rude or inappropriate to discuss personal money matters in a social setting.
When people do discuss finances socially, nearly one half of our survey respondents said they prefer to keep it neutral. For example, talking about price comparisons on goods and services, or where to find a better interest rate on a savings account.
And when it comes to social circles, more than half of those surveyed say it's important to surround themselves with people they feel are financially secure. For more on the Ally Bank Money Talk survey, go to ally.com.
56 past the hour on the Good Day program. Pauline Frommer is here from Frommer's.com. The Frommer's Travel Guide is published there. I was looking around for sort of new ideas. Are there new places to go, new traditions, new ideas when it comes to travel,
yeah,
or are we going to deal with the same old stuff, Pauline?
Well, hopefully you're going to get some of the classics and some of the new places. What we did at Frommer's.com is we talked to our guidebook writers all over the country, and we said what destinations are going to be best in 2016, because we think destinations are like fine wines. They have years where they're better than other years.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, our national parks, the national park system is turning 100 this year, and there are going to be incredible celebrations and commemorations and special talks all throughout next year. So,
you know,
the national parks is a great place to go. You might consider going to, believe it or not, Mongolia. If you really want something new. It's been kind of crisscrossed in the last couple of years by mining roads, which means that finally it's easier to visit it, but it's also changing drastically. So if you want to see this extraordinary natural site with the largest grasslands on the planet, it looks like the American prairie used to look, and also with soaring mountains, this nomadic people whose lifestyles are changing drastically, we're saying go to Mongolia.
Yeah, there's some beautiful train trips that you can get out to Mongolia. I wish they changed the name of it. Yeah, Mongolia sounds like a foreboding name, doesn't it?
Right, right. Yeah. But it's absolutely beautiful, yeah, incredibly friendly people.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want something very, very plush, it is the 300th anniversary of Chianti being named a wine region, and it was the first one in the world to get that title. And they are going to be throwing a party like you wouldn't believe, especially around harvest time. There's going to be all kinds of special festivals. There's going to be parades and marches and one of the biggest bike race in Italy, kind of their Tour de France, is going to go through Chianti. I mean, you never always want an excuse to go to the region of Chianti in Italy. This year, you have a great excuse.
Now you're talking my language.
Chianti is probably a region for all of the various types of wines. You want to be a wine drinker, probably, to go there to enjoy it to the nth degree. Chianti.
Yeah, but there's great history there, too. Wonderful people.
Yeah,
so
that sounds very romantic. All right, thank you. There's some good ideas. We'll continue with these ideas. We get to the end of the year with Pauline Frommer from
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.